The city of Susa, capital of the Persian Empire, was bewildered when a royal decree was published ordering the massacre of all the Jews in the kingdom. The edict had been issued by Haman, the king's chief counselor and grand vizier. It was an act of vengeance against the Jewish nation, because one Jew, Mordecai, had refused to kneel down and revere him. When Mordecai heard what Haman had done, he tore his clothes, put on sackcloth and ashes, and went out into the city, weeping loudly and bitterly. But he went only as far as the king's gate, because no one wearing sackcloth was allowed to enter the palace. The terrible news reached every province of the empire, and there was great mourning among the Jews, with fasting and weeping, and many put on sackcloth and ashes. Queen Esther knew nothing about Haman's plot to kill the Jews, so she was upset when her maids came to tell her that Mordecai, her foster father, was at the gate wearing sackcloth and ashes. She sent clothes for him to put on, but he would not accept them. Then Esther was really alarmed. She sent one of her servants to find out what was troubling Mordecai. Mordecai told the servant everything that had happened. He gave him a copy of the edict for Esther to see, and told him to urge the queen to go into the king's presence, to beg for mercy and plead with him for her people. Esther sent the servant back to Mordecai to say, "All the king's officials and the people of the provinces know that anyone, man or woman, who approaches the king in the inner court without being summoned is put to death, unless the king holds out the golden scepter to spare his life. And I have not been called into the king's presence for the last 30 days." Mordecai knew that the queen's life would be in danger, but the danger was far greater for the whole Jewish nation. So he sent a message back to say, "Do not think that because you are queen, you alone of all the Jews will escape. If you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance for the Jews will arise from another place, but you and your father's family will perish. And who knows if you have not come to your royal position for such a time as this?" Then Esther sent a reply to Mordecai, saying, "Go, gather together all the Jews in Susa. Do not eat or drink for 3 days, night or day. I and my maids will fast as you do. Then I will go to the king, even though it is against the law, and if I perish, I perish." Mordecai went away and carried out Esther's instructions. On the third day, Esther put on her royal robes and stood in the inner court of the palace, in front of the king's hall. The king was sitting on his throne, facing the entrance. When he saw Queen Esther standing in the court, he was pleased with her and held out the golden scepter that was in his hand. Esther drew near and touched the tip of the scepter. Then the king said, "What is it, Queen Esther? What is your request? It will be given you, even up to half the kingdom." "My request is this," Esther replied. "If it pleases the king to grant my petition, let the king, together with Haman, come today to a banquet I have prepared for him. Then I will answer the king's question." Ahasuerus agreed to this and went to the banquet with Haman. As they were eating and drinking, the king again said to Esther, "Now what is your petition? It will be given you. Your request will be granted, even up to half the kingdom." Ahasuerus was puzzled and intrigued by her cautious attitude. Esther replied as before, "My petition is this. If the king regards me with favor, and if it pleases the king to grant my request, let the king and Haman come tomorrow to the banquet I will prepare for them. Then I will answer the king's question." Ahasuerus again gave his consent, and Haman went out from the king's presence in high spirits, as he alone of all the court officials had been invited twice with the king to Esther's banquet. Next episode, how Haman was humiliated.